CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. If justices on the U.S. Supreme Court overturn the decision in Roe v. Wade, as a leaked document suggests is likely, abortion will still be legal in Colorado. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Democratic state leaders passed a bill earlier this year explicitly protecting access to abortion in state law. Colorado has virtually no restrictions on the procedure and is one of only a handful of states that allow it at any stage of pregnancy. However, if the federal right to an abortion is overturned, most neighboring states, like Utah and Oklahoma, are likely to ban it. And providers expect to see an influx of women seeking abortions should Colorado become a regional hub for reproductive health care. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
In Congress, a Colorado public lands bill gets a key Senate committee vote today. The bill has cleared the U.S. House several times already, but never so far in the Senate. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act, otherwise known as CORE, would add protections to 400,000 acres of land in the state. The bill is teed up for a Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee vote. If it clears this hurdle, its next stop could be the Senate floor, which would be a major step. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Witnesses in the case of one of the former police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain testified that McClain died from the sedative ketamine and not from actions by police. That's according to grand jury testimony obtained by the Denver Gazette. McClain died in 2019 after police put him in chokeholds and paramedics injected him with ketamine. The three officers and two paramedics are facing felony charges. Muslims in Colorado celebrated the end of Ramadan Monday. The downtown Denver Islamic Center was packed for Eid service. Eid is traditionally celebrated with a communal prayer and a large meal and gift exchanges. Sunny this morning around Denver, with a chance for rain again this afternoon. This is CPR News.